This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to the Junks. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. We're joined now on the BetQL guest hotline by Will Brinson, NFL senior writer for CBS Sports. What's up, Will? Good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. Hope you're doing well. I don't listen to enough you too. I like
you. Is that what you realize after the intro? You need to get more YouTube in your life?
Yeah. I don't ever, like, anytime I listen to them, I'm like, oh, man, I really enjoy YouTube, but I never, like, look out of my way to, like, put on YouTube for some reason.
Right. I hear you.
Have you ever seen U2 in concert?
No, I heard it's incredible. I almost said U2 is kind of underrated, but then I realized that was stupid.
Right.
Will Brinson go to see the new Top Gun movie?
Oh, yeah.
Has to. How old are you, Will, if you don't mind us asking?
No. I was told I couldn't be older than 34 the other day, but I'm definitely 40. So.
Okay, so you're right. You're in the wheelhouse.
Who gave you that compliment?
Yeah.
I'm not at liberty to say. I was at a wedding at High Point, and I was told, I was thinking, I'm 40, people were like, man, you can't be older than 34. I was like, well, you're lying, but.
Yeah. Awesome.
Well, speaking of non-compliments, find something in your life that you love more than Jim Irsay loves, more than just criticizing Carson Wentz at every single turn. Like
Has he done it again?
Well, I think the latest was that he can't stop gushing over Matt Ryan's leadership capabilities, and he just anytime he can take a dig at Carson Wentz. And look, I understand it didn't go the way they had planned it; they missed out on the playoffs. But man, he just can't get over it. He can't get past it. He needs to leave that in the past and move along.
I couldn't agree more. My theory on this is that they and Chris Ballard did not want to trade for Carson Wentz, and then Frank Wright officially like convinced him that he could make it work with Carson Wentz, and Ballard was stood up and like Frank's our guy. I'll ride with Frank. I don't think Carson, he basically was like, cast aside his own personal feelings about Wentz. Was like, Jim, I think we can make this work. And so they make the trade. It doesn't work. And that's why you saw Ballard so quickly flip on Wentz last year, because I think that he understood. Irsay basically told him, like, look, it was either said or unsaid that if they rolled with Carson Wentz again this year and it didn't work out, even though Chris Ballard has done a really good job, setting this team up, you lose Andrew Luck, to retirement unexpectedly, you bring Phillip Rivers in, you clean up the cap space, you build up a very nice roster, you make some good draft picks, you just don't have that future quarterback. I think he was sort of under the impression that, he'd still get fired if they ran with Carson Wentz and it didn't work out. And that's why they were willing to eat this massive dead cap space and move on from him. But, yeah, like, I mean, no one likes to take a dig at Carson Wentz as much as, I love doing it. I do it all the time. But mainly because my producer of my podcast, the Pick Six Podcast, Daily NFL Podcast, you can find it wherever you get your podcast, is my producer is an Eagles fan. So, like, it's just easy. But, Irsay needs to move on. Like let it go, Jim. You lost. You weren't winning anything anyway, okay? You lost to the Jaguars in Week 18. It was embarrassing. Everyone understands you should be mad about it, but you weren't winning the Super Bowl. So just move on. Right.
So Cakes mentioned Ursae gushing over Matt Ryan. You talk about Tyreek Hill kind of overcompensating on the Tua gushing, right?
I guess I was talking with Bill Ryder about this, and he's like, oh, Tua throws a pretty ball. I mean, just an electric quarter. It's like, okay, like you've been playing the guy for like 12 minutes, Tyreek. And I get it. You have to, a team gives them a bunch of draft picks for you and then gives you a massive contract that makes you the highest paid wide receiver in football. You could have Stevie Wonder out there throwing football. So you're like, this guy throws the prettiest spiral and his accuracy, I mean, it's just unbelievable. He just knows exactly, you have to think about whoever's out there throwing the football. So I get what he's doing, but I actually think that you can make the case that since Tua is left-handed, Tyreek Hill is having to make massive adjustments to the way the ball is spinning out of his hand versus right-handed. So I got someone get mad at me, and they're trying to call Tuanon. Have you seen Tuanon?
I have not. Tuanon? That's funny.
Oh God. No. They keep releasing videos. They look like hostage videos, but it's a guy with like a voice modulator, but he's like wearing a dolphin head. He's like, you will understand that Tua is the truth by the time we are done with you.
That's genius.
It's actually a cult of dolphin fans who, and they somehow like wrangled Dan Katz of Big Cat from Barstool into like join them on Tuanon. Apparently, Mike Florio is like a staunch anti Tuanon guy because he's claiming that Colin Kaepernick would be the like fifth best quarterback in the NFL if he played right now.
Right. Hey, Will, I'm completely flummoxed as to what to do with Tyreek in fantasy drafts coming up in the next few months. I know I'm getting over my skis. I know I'm not doing my draft until like late August or early September, but last year he was like the second wideout going off the board after Davante Adams. I don't know what to do with him now with him down in Miami. How do I proceed with Tyreek Hill in fantasy? I need your guidance.
I think it's really interesting. I mean, I'm proceeding with extreme caution. I'm probably buying low if he drops far enough. I mean, here's how in my mind this offense is going to work in Miami.
Yeah.
Now, maybe I could be wrong. We'll have to see how it operates. But, like, think about what Mike McDaniel and Kyle Shanahan and San Francisco did with Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk and Jimmy Garoppolo, right? I mean, Jimmy G is not Patrick Mahomes. Everyone knows that. But Jimmy G can deliver an accurate ball to receivers on the move in space at short to medium yardage. I mean, that's sort of exactly what you know that Tua can do well, right? So in theory, you're going to have this improved run game now that the Dolphins have improved their offensive line. You know, they added Teron Armstead. They got some guys in the draft in the last couple of years. So it should be okay. You bring in Raheem Mostert. You bring in Chase Edmonds. They had Tony Michelle too, for whatever that's worth. You got some bodies back there, right? You can run this scheme that Mike McDaniel wants to run, the zone blocking, one cut stuff. And then, in theory, you're going to have Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle running crossers, getting open in space in short to intermediate areas, and Tua just delivering the ball where it's supposed to be. Basically, a point guard facilitating the offense and allowing these guys to do what they do best, which is get up, turn up field and just start making people, shattering ankles. So I think both receivers should still be good. I just don't know that you're going to get the volume or the explosion that you got in Kansas City because, despite what the Dolphin head with the voice modulator tells you, Tua is not Patrick Mahomes.
Right. Hey, real quick, I know Jason wants to ask you about the NFC East, but I want to just sneak in a question about your John.
I got nowhere to go.
Yeah, all right. I want to sneak in a question about your John Daly bit. So Will had the brilliant idea to follow John around, and I think his tweet went pretty viral of what he ended up.
Donald Trump Jr. posted it on his Instagram.
Right. I mean, his tweet blew up.
Right. Big time.
So he followed John around for 18 holes. Mm-hmm. And I don't know.
The PGA.
Did you plan to do this in advance?
No. See, this is where they messed up, and like yeah. I wouldn't. If you read the thread, you'll see that it's actually from 2008.
Okay.
In Greensboro. But okay. Like everyone thought it was from the PGA, but I wasn't gonna, you know, I wasn't gonna spend my weekend going around correcting like golf.
So this was an old story that you told or whatever that you did years ago. Okay, so explain it, and what was the? Did you know that you were gonna tally sort of what he was doing?
Yeah, so you guys probably know Jamie Bottrom, right?
Yes, sure.
Yeah. So Jamie, who now lives in Wilmington.
I think he hates us, but yeah.
I think he hates the show's guts.
Yeah. That's fine.
Which is fine.
I think he likes y'all.
Nah. Ooh, I don't know. You might want to do some fact checking
on
that.
Maybe he's changed his opinion. Who knows?
All right. Jamie is from D.C., from Northern Virginia he's from Northern Virginia. He was my boss at Fan House.
Right.
Old fanhouse.com, which is like AOL Sports.
Right.
You can't even find it on the internet anymore. Disgusting. Like, that's how old it is. So in 2008, I was just doing anything for Fan House, and I was like, I live in Greensboro. I was in Winston, whatever. I was like, man, I'm 20 minutes away. I'm going to go cover the Wyndham Championship for Fan House. And so Daly was like the biggest name in there at the time, and I still have an autographed hat from when he was at Hooters in Greensboro on Thursday night after the first round. But one of the practice rounds, I was like, all right, I got to think. Back then I was young, excited to do my job, living on the creative thinking, juices flowing. I was like, I'm just gonna follow this guy and see what he takes in for a day. Like, what is this? Like, what is this sicko? Like, what is his? I play 18 holes and drink, six Coors Lights, have like three, bottles of water, use the bathroom eight times, have a hot dog with chili. And so I'm like, right. That's a round for me. Like, what does this guy do for a round of professional golf? And so, I followed him around, and it was an absolutely just piping hot August day in the Piedmont of North Carolina. I'm just brutally hot. And I followed him, and I had a notepad. I'm like, marking down every, I'm doing nothing but watch. I'm going to watch him swing. I'm just watching him. I have to make sure I get everything.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm not going to miss anything he puts in his body. Some meticulous notes, following him around this course, four and a half hour practice round, whatever it was on Wednesday, I think, and maybe Tuesday, who knows? I counted, it was 21 cigarettes, 12 Diet Cokes, and six packs of peanut M&Ms, and literally nothing else the entire time.
Unbelievable.
What did you?
That's a good question. I don't
yeah, you see him swing, remember?
I know, but maybe he knows the scorecard.
Well, it was a practice round too, remember?
Is he a Marlboro red guy? He strikes me as that. Like, he's going to smoke the really heavy duty coffin nails.
I want to say they're Camel Lights.
Camel Lights, okay. All right.
I mean,
he was firing two per par five.
That is intense.
And probably like lighting, the par fives, he's like lighting the second one with the first one.
That's a real degenerate move, by the way. You're a real smoker when you're lighting a cigarette with an already lit cigarette.
Right. Professional.
Think about the story like regularly, but not like, not like intently every like, PGA champions or anything, but Daly is just under par, and it hit me. Now that I think about it, it may have been like an early long hole where I saw him do that. It was like early in the morning. I don't smoke, I know people who have smoked in the past and get my drift.
Yes. And I know guys like that too, Will. I'm intimately familiar.
Go ahead.
When you're a smoker, like if you're on the golf course early, you're like, that first cigarette was pretty good. I think I may have seen him. He's like, maybe that first cigarette he fired up on the course. He's like, yeah, I think I need another one. I was like, oh my god, that may be what started my tracking of the deal.
Right. Love it. Jason, go ahead. I knew you wanted to ask.
No, that's all right.
Sure.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. All right. Well, good stuff.
I mean, if you got to go to break.
No. What do you got?
He said, don't you ask me a question.
No, he's saying he has. All he has is time.
I just thought it was funny. Your colleague, Jason LaConfora, he broke this yesterday. He ranked the divisions. Uh-huh. And I just thought it was funny how he broke down the NFC East. NFC East was last. All right. So it was eight out of eight.
Right.
And he said, the Eagles are going to be better than, and I just want to get Will's thought on this. The Eagles are going to be better than some people think. Still bet only one team from this bunch reaches the postseason. The Cowboys are in decline. The Commanders always stink.
Right.
And the Giants are mired in rebuild. So, I mean, do you kind of agree with Jason that you would rank the NFC East last? And then also, do you agree the Commanders always stink?
It's hard to argue that one.
It's not really a hot take.
No, it's definitely not. It's definitely not a hot take.
God, I hate the new names so much.
Oh,
I hate it.
So, I know.
Yeah.
I hate it more than I know it's like a you know, I was explaining the joke, but like I mean it's so much more fun to call them the Commando. I don't know what the real name is anymore. I call them the Commandos and the Commodores.
Right.
I got so Washington football team that it just makes me mad that they like this is like so perfect for this franchise. Like, they actually, out of, like, a pure panic, like, total reactionary move, they ripped away this name that, like, the entire fan base has loved for, like, 25 to 30 years, and they, like, freak out and don't know what to do, so they call themselves the Washington Football Team, and it's actually, like, the smartest, like, PR move that franchise has made since it's existed. And then they're like, well, we can't just let that, we can't just keep it, even though everyone likes it, and it's like decidedly the smartest thing we've done in 15 years. Let's be the Commanders. Like, what? Nobody likes the Commanders? What are you talking about? What are you doing? This name is terrible. Yeah. It was so annoying that, like, I was in on WFT and Washington, and just like calling them Washington and the football team. Like, it was fun. It was a little odd for football. And
now not.
I'm trying to do the division, Matt. I think that NFC East is probably better than the AFC South, but not. It's a dogfight. you can really compare a lot of those teams, actually. Where it's like the Colts. I think the Colts and the Eagles are probably like those would be my picks to win the division. I think both teams will be better than maybe the average like public expects. Dallas and Tennessee, you're like, ooh, both of those teams are. There's some red flags about what they've done this off season and how it might work out for them moving forward. Jaguars aren't really the Commanders.
Although they play each other in week one, though. That'll be interesting.
The NFL, the guys who do the NFL scheduling, they are like little curious elves who like love to like just they love some mischief. They're like,
like to poke the bear. Yep, they do.
Let's make Carson Wentz play Jacksonville again.
Right.
With Doug Peterson. I don't think Washington's gonna be very good this year. But I followed Ron Rivera for a long time in Carolina, and like typically speaking, he doesn't have like bottom out seasons. Like his teams have a higher floor, even if the ceiling might be capped. I just think they like Carolina with the Darnold stuff, and then again like Matt Corral and the way like Washington just very clearly in my mind panicked a bit on the quarterback position and gave up assets for Carson Wentz, which is exactly what Indy did last year, and expect similar results, et cetera. The Giants trading away James Bradbury or cutting James Bradbury, excuse me, is like such a big like a giant waving, we don't care how many games we win flag for me. It's to save cap space down the road. I get it. Like it's not an outrageous move, but it's just, if you were trying to really win this year, you definitely keep Bradbury. It hasn't been a very good division for a while now, like just top to bottom. And I don't expect it to change, and I expect to be force-fed a bunch of NFC's primetime games anyway.
Hey, Will, even though you have nothing on the docket, we have to run. We got to go. Maybe you go take a hike or something today to fill your day. I don't know. Will, thanks as always for the time.
We got a podcast live at 1 p.m.
There you go.
So check that out on YouTube.
It's all Will Brinson, NFL senior writer for CBS
Thank you, buddy.
Sports. Thanks
have
again,
have a good
man.
Memorial Day weekend, buddy.
Is that boys. Have a good one.
Yep. Yeah. All right, coming up next, we'll do EB's entertainment page on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Time now for EB's entertainment page, brought to you by Steven Singer Jewelers. Steven Singer Jewelers is in the love business. It's the easiest and smartest way to celebrate the real love of your life with real diamonds from a real jeweler you can trust. The website is IHateStevenSinger.com. Visit them today.
You hate the StreamYard cakes.
I mean,
I know it happens every day.
Are you trying to trigger me with about 30 minutes left in the show? Because that's trigger worthy. You know what? I'll just log back on. Like,
AB,
everything's fine.
Is your lead that Reggie's a liar?
Well, I don't know. Reggie, so remember the guy Reggie that called in?
Reggie from D.C. Or Reggie from Waldorf. I think we had two Reggies.
We did have two Reggies. Might have been back-to-back Reggies. So,
I don't know. The one that said he flew from D.C. to Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, that was Reggie from Waldorf.
And he hit skins on the plane.
He said he's in the Mile
High
Club.
And he's got like a swinging club of girls and dudes. They all.
He claims.
That's what he claims. And then so we said, well, I need to see these, I want to see the group or whatever. Right. So then he started sending pictures to Drab. And then the pictures, they were kind of normal at first. And then they started getting more and more graphic. And then eventually he started sending us pictures of porn stars.
Right.
This is a direct quote from Drab. I've blanked off to that chick 100 times.
Yeah. I mean, you fill in the blank.
Yeah.
Well, he's very defensive about it. He's claiming that.
Because then you confronted
him. Well, he's sending me pictures of very beautiful women.
Yeah. Right.
I'm like, well, this guy, he's living the life.
These
women are very exotic.
And the swingers are never like that.
Every chick in here is a 10.
Yeah, right.
Right? And then
a 9.
He sends me one of this girl named, it's clearly Danny Daniels, a porn star, who I've seen naked more times than I've seen my wife naked.
Right.
And I recognize her, so I called him out on it, and he said, no, dude, she's in the group.
No, she's not.
He goes, I'll call her right now.
Right.
My friend is a former male porn star. I guess one of the other guys in the group.
Well, does that make sense?
He hangs
out with a bunch of porn
chicks. That he's banging
chicks.
Danny Daniels and she's part of the group.
That's what he's saying.
That's his claim.
Well, hold on.
I mean,
if she's a porn star, you think it's a hard pull?
Yeah.
I mean, If he's in the club, probably if he knows not, the right people.
But is Reggie from Waldorf taxing it?
Right.
I don't know.
Ask Reggie what's
is Reggie a good looking dude?
Look at me.
Do you want to get him back on?
Can I see the picture?
Yes.
Just Google Danny Daniels and you'll see him.
No, I want to see Reggie. Did they send a picture of the group or
Jason
just the girl?
Wants his number.
No, just an individual girl.
A bunch of listeners collecting numbers today.
I'm just killing time. Yeah.
But I bet Reggie's the one he reaches out to.
No.
Reggie, and I already forgot.
I won't do that.
He's going to ask if he's friends with Pascal.
Right.
I will hang out with Dave from College Park even though he lives in Columbia.
No, you won't because he lives in
Columbia.
Unless
I'm driving up to Howard County for some ungodly reason.
You would be.
I'd never
Look at me.
I'm not going to go on. See Horsey.
Valdez, the EP's taking a turn
no, but we need to get to the bottom of this.
There's no chance you're going to be on Broken Land Parkway. It's just not going to happen.
Broken Land.
Columbia around Broken Land
I remember being on Broken Land many times.
You know, a dastardly road that we never talk about. That's near all those roads we just mentioned. I hate driving on this strip of highway.
108.
It's called, 108's a picnic compared to this road. Yeah. Route 29. Or whatever it's called. I don't know if it's Route
29.
29 is a horrible road.
Is it because there potholes everywhere?
No. It's a mix between highway and, we're just going to slam a stoplight here while people are trying to drive 70 miles per hour. Oh, I hate that road.
I think I
if
know.
If I
yeah.
never drive on it again, my life is complete. Right, I never want to be
on
that stretch of highway
back
ever
on
again.
Here. We'll get to the EP because we'll get to the EP.
I'm sure we're going to get to
the EP.
No,
we're going to get to it because I'm looking at the 940 segment and I'm saying now. All right. Reggie.
Yo.
Hey, buddy. All right.
What's going on?
So listen, I was believing everything. I was looking at the pictures and I was saying to drivers, like, man, these girls
there's
are
a lot of this.
No, I was like, these girls are kind of cute.
Because,
like, what's going on?
Danny? So, is it because of Danny?
Yeah, and then we get to a picture of Drabby. He goes, I know that chick. And then I'm
I mean, she's a porn star. I mean, the whole group started off of my friend Anthony. He was a porn star. And, you know, they do their thing. And
so, hold on. So you hang out with a bunch of ex-porn stars? Is that essentially what it is?
Not a bunch. Not
maybe
a bunch.
One of them's in the group.
One of them in the group he was.
Hey, Reggie, I'm holding out hope. I'm holding out hope that the group is real.
I mean, I have no reason to lie on my Johnson. Okay,
right. But my friend,
he was a porn star. You know, he dabbles in it sometimes. And
what does that
you know,
mean?
He just came up one day and was just like, yeah. "Huh?
What does that mean? He was
now,
a porn
what's
star.
What's your friend's name?
Now it's more like." Is more money situation if he gets into that.
What
situation.
Was his stage you know what name? What was your friend's stage name? We need to confirm.
Be careful because we can't.
I can't do that.
Reggie.
Text it to Drab afterwards.
All right, text it to Drab.
I'm not going to do that.
So hold on.
Huh?
Hey, Drab, would you be convinced if you saw pics of Reggie smashing one of the girls? What if he sent you that? Or like a video?
I could send you a three-way. That's no problem.
What do you mean? Like a three-way telephone call?
No, he's saying like a picture.
Like a menage a trois.
But how are you going to know it's him?
Yeah, I don't know what Reggie looks like.
We don't know what you look like, Reggie.
You know my voice.
It could be
cameraman.
Any random Reggie.
Oh, he's the cameraman.
Oh, it's a video.
Oh, it's silly.
Yeah, send it to Drabby.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kinks has to see it.
No male will be in it, let's say that.
Okay. Cameraman.
All right, send that.
Reggie,
I'll send you that. But that's how the whole group started. He was just being funny one day, and then he asked a couple girls, and they were just like, cool. What's better than not having no boyfriend in a way, but still having a boyfriend? So that's just how we take it.
So
it's a big group of friends with benefits.
I really want to believe the story. I really
do. So
how long has this group been in existence?
How long?
Yeah.
Who? What? 4 years now?
Four years. And then do you guys all live all over the country, different spots?
Yeah. Well, she lives, the one that I'm with now, she lives in Pennsylvania. The one that y'all don't believe, which is Danny, she lived in Florida. Anthony, he lives in Maryland. Second one I sent you, Keisha. Keisha lives in New York.
Drab is still shaking his head.
I mean, Danny Daniels is married.
Huh?
She's married.
Yeah, but maybe she just goes outside of the marriage.
Danny Daniels is married, so she's having in the sex group what? Has a husband and a porn star.
I mean, who fault is it you put a ring on a porn star?
It's true.
Hey, I would never do that.
That was a good retort.
I mean, I'm not going to sit here. I'm not going to sit and tell you guys that I could just hit up one of these girls and be like, "Let's go," and then no, it's an agreement. It's what are you doing next week, or you know, it's like planned events.
I got you, Reggie.
We do to keep it going. Yeah,
we're gonna verify this. The girl you're with today in Atlanta is.
Mm-hmm.
Send a picture of her today holding up a sign that says junkies on it.
Yeah, we need a proof.
Then I'll believe you.
Outing the Atlanta Journal-Constitution with today's date.
Or something to verify.
We got
to
verify.
Or, why don't we just,
or just say hi, Drab.
Okay.
Because you guys care a lot about this.
We'll make something. Yeah, we'll make something, and then we'll put it on there. Does she know Danny?
Does she know Danny Daniels?
Yeah.
She does.
Of course.
Will she send us a video with she verifying?
Do you want? How about? I send Drab a video.
How about you put her on the phone? Hold up, put her on the phone. She's right there, right? Put her on the phone, and we can judge her credibility.
All right, go ahead.
Have to let her know she's on the air. That old rigmarole.
I don't know what they're going to ask. No, she don't want to talk.
All right. What were you going to send, Drab?
She'll do the picture. Yeah,
just okay. Record a quick video.
She'll do it.
Say hi, Drab.
We'll put Drab 106.7. We got you. No problem.
Right.
All right. I believe he's with a girl. It just could be some big fatty that's, you know.
Oh, no. I'm not with a fatty yet. No. I have nothing against him, though.
Right.
I have nothing
Reggie,
against
what
him.
Do you do for a living that you can just run around and just tag chicks in your free time like that?
Look at me, Reggie.
You say, what do I do?
Yeah.
Well, I own two trucking companies.
He owns two trucking companies. Is that it?
Yes, sir.
How did your boy get into the porno scene?
That is an excellent question.
What are you
question.
Trucking? Porn
DVDs
all over?
I think he just signed up. No, I think he signed up.
Sex toys.
I think he signed up when he was out LA or something like that. He just signed up. And, I mean, it's not like they're going to tell him no.
Right.
You probably need
actors, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it just always keeps going. I mean, it's not, yeah. But, I mean, we just call each other for events. It's more of a thrill thing, you know?
Reggie fascinates me.
It's not like we're talking overnight. I mean, you might catch a couple conversations during the group chat, and then whoever is wherever.
It's just basically casual sex randomly.
Yeah, basically.
Group chat's lit.
In different places. But the whole thing is places. That's the whole general effect of last time was Walmart and last time was Target.
That's
it's
weird.
Do you guys like make videos and then put them up
in the group chat? And how do we get of it?
Keisha does. She has her OnlyFans, so she does.
My number is 301-6. I'm kidding.
So
Drab might send it to you later.
So they're
though.
Putting content out. They're porn stars.
Keisha has OnlyFans. So
how much does she charge?
I think it's like. How much is Keisha's over now? $6?
$6? Drabby, you got that.
Hey, I got
$6.
We can expense that to Odyssey. Yeah.
Put it on a company card.
Yeah. All right, so send all your verification, all your proof and everything.
Right, so you want her, yeah, we're going to get you the whole design, 106.7,
yes.
High Drab.
Need a proof and of then, life photo, yes.
Right.
And then you want the group video.
Yes. Valdez needs that.
And Drab wants Danny Daniels' home address.
I know.
can't do that.
He wants that. He told me that.
Thank you, Reggie.
Yeah.
For what it's worth, Reggie, I believe you.
I actually believe him.
I believe him.
But I also believe that guy who was afraid of his life. I've already forgotten the story that ordered like the hooker.
The cartel?
Yeah.
That was on you. That was on.
Actually, I didn't really believe that one.
You never did?
Not really.
That was from our boy.
I know, yes. Don't get too specific.
I need to see the proof of life photo that's coming
Jason,
through.
Do you believe him?
Yes.
You're just saying that.
Correct.
All right, we will get into EB's entertainment page when we come back, and you'll have a chance to win the Davis vs. Romero pay-per-view code for the big fight this weekend. It's all coming up on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
We're going to hook up caller number 10 right now at 800-636-1067. You're going to win a pay-per-view code to check out the Davis versus Romero fight this weekend. Five-time world champ Tank Davis defends his WBA lightweight title against number one ranked contender Rolando Romero. Two undefeated fights and a matchup for the ages live on pay-per-view Saturday, May 28th at 9 o'clock Eastern. Go to Showtime now to order, but be caller 10 and you win the code for free. So call now.
All right, guys. Let me bang out a few of these stories. Bang them out, cakes, you see.
Yeah, I see what you did there. You
and
did.
One of them actually kind of relates to Reggie.
Okay. A lot of Reggie on the show.
This one's just very troubling, though.
Okay.
An 83-year-old former pastor, 83,
okay,
traded in his role preaching to a congregation to take up a new role as a porn star.
But he swings the other way than Reggie.
Turns out, yes. Yeah. Did you read the story?
Earlier, sent that out a couple days ago.
He was married for like 30 years.
All right.
But eventually, he says he realized he was gay. Okay. Took him another 20 years to come out publicly. And then in 2017, Jason, when he was about 76 years old, he made his first adult film.
Really?
With other dudes.
I think his thing is that sex should be celebrated.
Takes all kinds. It really does.
You know what? Everybody has to walk their own path in life, right. And that's his path.
Steven Tyler is in the news.
Saw this.
Back in rehab. Terrible story.
Yeah, it's bad.
A lot of these guys, you know, it's a lifelong struggle, so you understand. But, you know, he's in his 70s. You'd think maybe.
I think he's 74. Is that right?
Maybe he'd be able to
74
to get it figured out by then, but it's so difficult. But apparently he hurt his back or something, and he had foot surgery.
Yeah.
And sure enough, they gave him painkillers, and boom, now he's in trouble.
Maybe
again.
He had Liz Frank.
Well, I saw the story about Bam, right?
Bam.
He refused to have the painkillers.
And he broke his elbow and
I don't remember what he broke, but similar.
Real serious injuries, and he refused the painkillers because he didn't want that situation to happen. Yeah. Mm. Didn't want to have a relapse. Speaking of drugs, a lot of drug stories here, Cakes. Will Smith is in the news. I think we talked about this, but maybe not, when he did a sit-down with Letterman.
Which happened before the slap.
Before the slap, he said he was doing an ayahuasca trip. And while he was, I guess, going through that deal, he saw his entire career just falling apart right in front of his eyes.
Really?
Yes.
Doesn't ayahuasca make you poo? Isn't that
I think it's something else. Might make you vomit.
Yeah, maybe it's making you vomit.
I think it can make you vomit for sure.
I mean, and it makes you hallucinate, correct?
Yes.
I don't know if that sounds like a lot of fun.
Not for me.
Like,
Drab, what was your ayahuasca experience?
I guess it's supposed to be spiritual, but it's weird.
I've never done that. Don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm pretty sure I'll never do ayahuasca, and I know I'll never go into like a sweat lodge for like a,
what about absinthe?
Body purification.
Don't do that.
Absinthe case?
Absinthe? Never done that.
Does that also make you
hallucinate?
You
know what my son was trying to tell me?
I don't know anything about it.
I think he heard this on Rogan because, you know, he's a big Rogan guy. A lot of kids are. He listened to Rogan, and I think he had some guy on, some health nut or whatever, and he said, if you want to live longer,
okay,
like daily sauna use.
Really?
It's apparently like a cleansing thing. It's good for your heart or something.
Sweat out the toxins.
Sweat out the hurting.
Right. And I can see that.
Can you see that?
Yeah.
And he says it's amazing that more people don't do it. Like if he told you, you had a magic pill to make you live longer. Sure. People would take the pill. He said, all you got to do is go in a sauna every day.
Go get a good Schwitz in the sauna.
Build a sauna.
Dude, you can get like a outdoor sauna for cheap. They're not that expensive, like $1,000 or something.
Really?
Yeah, they're not. Yeah, like you go on like Wayfair or something.
That sounds
like
that sounds like a nub sauna.
That sounds horrendous.
It's not like something you see at Four Seasons.
Right. Yeah, I want the real deal.
I mean, it's a sauna. It'd be a hot-ass room.
What's the difference between a sauna and a steam room?
I don't know.
Because we have both at Lifetime Fitness. Occasionally, I've gone into the steam room. I really don't know. I mean, I know the difference in like the feel, but what is the difference in the effect?
I couldn't tell you. I mean, JP, I've been going to MGM National Harbor for years, and I know they have like a nice workout room spa. Mm-hmm. I've never seen it.
Never seen it.
I couldn't tell you what floor it's on. I should probably take advantage of that sometime.
I used it.
I am the poker ambassador. I should use all of the, you know, the perks that are available to me.
You built some muscles for those heavy chip stacks.
I mean, I've never used it. Maybe I should look into that.
A sauna is like a dry heat.
Okay.
And then a steam room is obviously steam.
Okay.
I know, but I think there's theoretically different benefits. I don't know.
How long are you supposed to stay in a sauna before you like die? Is it 15 minutes?
Before
Like a hot tub?
Before you die? I have no idea.
I still remember years and years ago.
15 to 20 minutes.
On one of our road trips, Cakes and I were in a hot tub together, one of our trips, and he literally looked at his watch and goes, gotta go, 15
now,
minutes.
Now, I think I've gotten to the point where I might stay 20. But, I mean, do I really want to shrivel up and die in a whirlpool?
Hey, I have an update here on the Reggie situation. By the way, I have a poll, EB Junkies.
Reggie's overtaking the show.
EB's first ever poll.
My first ever poll. Is Reggie telling the truth or not? Drabby, somebody has commented on my poll.
Reggie's poll is brought to you by Van Meter Homes.
And that if you look at Southwest D.C. to Atlanta schedule this morning.
Yeah. No flights?
Neither of the flights have landed yet. It's 6 a.m.
Well,
they
could have done BWI.
Okay, yeah. But the ones shown here, they land at 11:20 and 12:45.
What airport was that? I'm sorry.
This one says DCA. Is that Reagan?
Yeah.
Yes. Because Dulles is lying.
Ask him what flight he was on.
I just texted him.
He's lying.
Well, you don't know.
He checked one airport.
He checked one out of three airports.
Yeah.
Right, BWI? Most people say if I went from D.C. to Atlanta, you'd say I went from Dulles to Atlanta. Wouldn't you say that if you went from Dulles to Atlanta?
No.
Looks like BWI departed at 6:34, landed at 8:27.
There you go. What time did he call us?
Where's Reggie from again? Is this Reggie from Waldorf?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess you go whatever airport has the flight, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to choose the one at 6 to 11:20. That's one stop. You're not going to do that.
No, you want nonstop.
Yeah.
Well, right, get so to ATL
now, maybe
with the
I'm
quickness.
Back on my belief.
No, right now he's not a liar.
I'm going to give you an update on my poll, my first ever poll.
You want me to ask for a picture of his boarding pass?
I'm just asking what the flight is. 74% say no chance. They believe Reggie is in a friends with benefits group that
Look
includes
at me, Reggie.
Yeah. 74%. That's 66 votes.
I'm going to give him a yay vote.
You're going to give him a yes?
Sure. Something tells me a Drab t-shirt is going to be on the Reggie case all day long.
Something tells me a Drab t-shirt is going to book a flight to Atlanta real quick or Florida, wherever
Very
she
well
is.
Could, yes.
I'll be on the Danny Daniels case.
You'll be looking for long-lost vids of hers on the dark web today. It'll take up a big chunk of your day.
Nice.
All right, we have to get out of here. We are done with the Reggie talk for the day. We'll see how that transpires. Our friends at B. Mitch and Finley coming up next on 106.7 The Fan.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.